This is CPR News. I'm Mike Lamp. Club Q will reopen this fall. The Colorado Springs LGBTQ nightclub has been closed since a shooting in November. CPR's Alejandro Alonso Galva reports.
Club Q owners plan to start renovations in April. They're working with a woman-owned architecture firm to build a permanent tribute to the five people killed in last year's mass shooting, as well as enhanced security features they hope will become a model for LGBTQ clubs across the country. The owners announced they've hired two victims of the shooting to help in the rebuild. They also said funds from an internally managed GoFundMe will be distributed starting Friday to workers and entertainers that lost wages or contracts due to the attack. I'm Alejandro Alonso Galva, CPR News.
Local government leaders say they want to do more to provide housing for residents, but that it's tough for them to compete with private developers in the race to buy older, more affordable apartment buildings. CPR's Andrew Kenny reports on one proposal to help.
A new state bill would give local governments the right of first refusal to purchase buildings with five or more residential units when they come on the market. If the city can match the value of the best private offer, it would get to buy the building instead and preserve it as affordable housing. Development interests warn the policy would create a months-long process that could scuttle private deals and slow development. I'm Andrew Kenny, CPR News.
Even with drought across the West, many Colorado ski areas are seeing more snow than they have in years. Steamboat Ski Resort has had more than 300 inches so far this winter. That's more than in all of last winter. Steamboat's Lauren Duke.
I think a telling point is when you have an incredible day on the mountain and you get done and you're like, that's the best day I've ever had. And then 2 days later you say, that was the best day I've ever had. And we just keep saying it day after day.
Steamboat Springs, other mountain areas, much of Colorado can expect snow tonight and tomorrow. It's getting colder along the Front Range, in the 50s today around Denver and in Colorado Springs, only in the teens on Wednesday. I'm Mike Lamp. This is CPR News.